Rules prevail. Fund ordered to pay 2-pot savings withdrawal benefit. Naheem Essip, Deputy Pension Funds Adjudicator, Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator. In a landmark reconsideration, Deputy Pension Funds Adjudicator Naheem Essip has directed the Municipal Employees Pension Fund to grant a complainant access to her 2-pot savings withdrawal benefit. His ruling underscores a fundamental principle. Pension funds are bound by their rules, which serve as their constitution, and may act only within the powers those rules confer. Fund rules are treated as the fund's constitution, and the fund may act only within the powers conferred by the rules. It is not permissible to venture beyond them, he stated, stressing that deviation is permissible only through duly registered amendments. Complaint. The complainant, a member of the Municipal Employees Pension Fund, lodged a complaint regarding the non-payment of a savings withdrawal benefit under the 2-pot retirement system. She was permanently employed by Bar Phalaborwa Municipality from 1 September 2015 to 31 January 2018, during which contributions were made to the fund. On 31 January 2018, she applied for a withdrawal benefit. The following day, she commenced employment with Polokwane Local Municipality, which also participates in the fund. The complainant contends that she is aggrieved by the fund's refusal to grant her access to a savings withdrawal benefit, stating that she was informed this was due to her not being a contributing member. She maintains that her entitlement arises from contributions paid during her employment with Bar Phalaborwa Municipality and seeks to withdraw from the fund. Fund submission. The fund submitted that the complainant remained a member when she changed employment from Bar Phalaborwa Municipality to Polokwane Local Municipality. Accordingly, she was not entitled to a resignation benefit. The fund argued that both the complainant and her current employer are liable for contributions from 1 February 2018 onwards. It stated that once contributions are paid up to date, she would be entitled to make withdrawals from her 2-pot savings component account. The fund characterized the complainant as a defaulting active member whose benefits are frozen under its rules, except in respect of a withdrawal benefit upon resignation. It relied on Rule 27(2)(b), submitting that it applies to all benefits, including those under Rule 48(a), and prevents access to benefits under the 2-pot retirement system while contributions are in arrears. The fund further contended that the list of exclusions from the 2-pot retirement system is not closed, and that it was incorrect to conclude that because the complainant did not fall within the exclusions, she must be allowed access to a savings withdrawal benefit. Fund ordered to pay. The adjudicator reconsidered the matter after the Financial Services Tribunal, FST, set aside the earlier determination of 11 April 2025 and remitted it for review. The FST had directed that the key issue was whether the complainant could access her savings withdrawal benefit under the fund's rules while her contributions were in arrears. In his fresh determination, the adjudicator held that Rule 27(2)(b) does not apply to defined contribution members and, therefore, cannot be used to block the complainant's access to her savings withdrawal benefit. He stressed that a fund is bound by its rules, which serve as its constitution, and may act only within the powers those rules confer. The ruling clarified that Rule 27(2)(b) was designed to protect the fund from paying defined benefit members under guaranteed formulae despite arrears, but its extension to the 2-pot system does not apply to defined contribution members. The adjudicator, fund rules are treated as the fund's constitution and the fund may act only within the powers conferred by the rules. It is not permissible to venture beyond them. He added that if a board wishes to act outside its rules, it must first amend and register those rules. Accordingly, the adjudicator ordered the fund to provide the complainant with details of her savings account and the process for claiming, and to pay her savings withdrawal benefit within 2 weeks of receiving her instruction. Ends. Author at Naheem Essip, Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator plus Posts Bio at Naheem Essip, Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator Pension Funds Conduct to be investigated following failure to respond at Naheem Essip, Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator 2-pot complaints, Understanding the limitations at Nahim Esip, Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator Fund to pay death benefit after intervention by Pension Funds Adjudicator. Share on your socials.